In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Hanson Logistics is being purchased by Lineage Logistics, which is the world's largest logistics solutions provider. The family-owned St. Joseph-based Hanson was founded in 1954 and has 7 distribution facilities in Michigan and Indiana. Those were able to reach more than 60% of the U.S. population, and their integrated business segments in warehousing and transportation solutions, along with Hanson's frozen food consolidation program, Velocities, provides customers with a full suite of services at every step of the supply chain. The acquisition of Hanson comes after Lineage's announcement of 5 other North American acquisitions earlier this year. In total, Lineage's North American facility network consists of more than 250 facilities in 35 states and 2 Canadian provinces, spanning over 1.7 billion cubic feet of temperature-controlled capacity. No purchase price has been announced. Benton Harbor residents are being advised of the latest results of lead testing in the local water system. The city says it's been conducting ongoing testing of the water supply in accordance with the regulations under the Lead and Copper Rule of the Drinking Water Act. On Monday, Benton Harbor found more than 10% of water samples recently gathered in 78 homes exceeded the action level of 15 parts per billion for lead, resulting in the city's 6th action level exceedance. The city says there are many homes in Benton Harbor that have lead service lines, the pipes that deliver water to the home. And as a result, the ALE will continue until lead sampling shows less than 10% of the samples are above that action level. Residents are advised to get a lead-reducing filter and to maintain it by regularly cleaning and changing the cartridge. The Berrien County Health Department provides free water filters and replacement cartridges. In the meantime, the city is working to replace old lead service lines to homes. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has heard the county's yearly audit report, and it found no issues. Speaking at Thursday's commissioners' meeting, Nate Baldwin with the auditing firm Raymond Robson filled the body in.
We issued on June 25th. We did issue an unmodified or a clean opinion, which is what you're looking for when you're getting an audit. It means that financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects.
Baldwin said there were some differences in this year's audit when compared to a normal year.
What was a little bit different was obviously there was a large amount of grants that came through this year related to the COVID-19 dollars. This year we tested the coronavirus relief funds, CRF funds that you got. That was the major program that we tested.
Much of the COVID funding was related to payroll. Baldwin said the COVID funds had no major issues. All in all, he told commissioners it was a pretty clean audit. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.